go back to the top of the slide. First stop and a turn and a go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you?
Edward Dowd, really smart guy. Top stock picker, trends forecaster, really great record. Dowd Edward on X. You got 4 minutes. Thanks for holding over to finish your points on what else you think people should know.
Yeah, so basically, people are wondering, well, the biggest question I get is, Ed, you've been wrong in the stock market. Have I really? The stock market's gotten narrower and narrower. It's really not up that much from where it was last October and even January of this year. What's been going up are the AI stocks. Your digital prison system is the only thing that's working, especially semiconductors. When this blows up, and it will, it's going to retrace. The whole stock market will retrace traditionally 50%. It could either happen fast or over 2 years, something like that. You know, a long prolonged bear market. And you know, let's talk about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, like myself, was a little early to this trade because we didn't realize the government was going to spend $1.5 trillion on illegal alien fraud, but they did. So they kept the thing going. Warren Buffett's at 40% cash. This is his fourth rodeo. He's done this a number of times. And you know, cash people think is trash. Cash is a position. Cash gives you opportunities to buy when prices go a lot lower, and your portfolio doesn't get as hurt as much. So you know, I do personal consulting with some people, and I've been recommending a healthy dose of cash in their portfolio. And a lot of my clients are just waiting for this thing to collapse, and they're going to buy at the bottom like Warren Buffett. Be a mini Warren Buffett and just relax. The stock market is so overvalued right now. The dividend yield on the stock market is below the bond yield, which traditionally signals massive overvaluation. Historically, 10-year forward returns, if you buy and put all your money in the stock market today, it'll take you... you'll earn zero return for 10 years.
Well, Buffett just said last week, he said this is beyond a casino at this point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, and look, what's going on? Let me tell you what institutions, you know, professionals are doing. They're throwing their hands up because the market's getting narrower and narrower, and they have diversified portfolios. So they're underperforming the market, and they've decided, I'm not playing anymore. I know this is going to blow up. So
a lot of big money has been getting out. And also, a lot of CEOs have been quitting, just like we saw before the dot-com bubble, just like we saw before 2008.
So guess what's supporting this bubble for now? It's the 401k automatic buying, and retail is 30% of the market now. Institutions used to dominate this years ago. Now it's retail. So we have a lot of people basically buying at the top, speculating at the top, and the people who are selling are institutions and insiders. This doesn't end well for retail. They're not smart money.
Didn't we see that same paradigm right before 1929?
Same exact thing. And, you know, look, this is all baking at the cake. This oil shock is going to destroy Joe Sixpack, and defaults and credit markets are going to contract even more. Jamie Dimon is even super concerned about private credit. He's now limiting his credit lines. He's marking his books down. You know, when Jamie Dimon gets nervous, you know, the whole country should get
nervous.
What
could be the big contagion in closing? Going to be regional bank failures, or what else could it be?
Well, it could be a bunch of different things. But private credit, you know, what people don't understand is the last 2 years of credit creation in 24 and 25 was all private credit and private equity. It was banks loaning to what's called non-depository financial institutions. They weren't loaning to businesses or consumers. They were loaning to these guys. These guys then propped up zombie companies and did, you know, high fee deals.
So you're saying the venture capitalists and people are going to be carrying the coal mine?
Yeah. The pension funds are going to get the risk is with the insurance companies, the pension funds, the private high net worth individuals that bought these private credit funds. So it's going to, the banks will get hit. But the good news is, I don't think this goes systemic. There'll be some regional bank failures, but those will get gobbled up.
All right, Edward, incredible. Come back soon. Amazing. What a masterclass. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro,
Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I know we got dark journals for just like 25 minutes, and I'm trying to get him on this for a full hour tomorrow. I'm doing a special Saturday show that starts at noon. I'm going to go 4 or 5 hours. Got a bunch of huge guests lined up as the world's moving so quickly. I got to do this briefly or we won't be here. Yeah, we just saw them a year and a half ago with the fake Epstein files. Same thing. Here this is Nothing Burger. As I predicted, as our expert Daniel List, our journalist, predicted, and as Burchett predicted. But this was a bigger Nothing Burger than I thought. Very insulting, right on the level of the first Epstein tranche. So what are they doing? Why are they doing it? Why are we seeing so much obvious real craft? And I'm seeing it myself. I mean, I've seen more UFOs the last month than I saw my whole life. Because I never saw a UFO in my life. All I ever saw was a stealth fighter when I was like 8 years old. And, 15 years later or whatever, they showed them for the Gulf War, first Gulf War. And it was the same paint job, same everything. So I've never seen an alien spacecraft, folks. But now I'm seeing stuff that is orbs shooting around and flying, like a huge flash at 4:30 in the morning. I'm smoking a cigar outside. We just woke up. And I see this huge stony meteorite blow up over Austin. And then all of a sudden there's orbs flying around and they zoom off. I'm just like, I mean, what? Fireballs coming in over Austin? What the hell's going on? But before we go to Daniel List here, remember, I didn't plug last hour. I was so busy. I can't fund this without you. These are incredible products. TheAlexJonesStore.com funds the new Alex Jones Network. We want to hire more hosts. Everybody wants to come on board. More reporters. Be bigger than InfoWars ever was. But it's up to you, and I'm asking you respectfully to support us. The products are great. The outcome of supporting us is great. We fight the new pandemics, the new lockdowns, all the tyranny. We are essential as your insurance and our own personal insurance for liberty against tyranny. So the 48-hour buy one, get one free sale that ends tomorrow night at midnight. Buy one methylene blue tincture, the very best methylene blue, get another bottle of the same free. Buy one Irish Sea Moss gummies, get another one free. That is an incredible deal. Ends tomorrow night. There's a bunch of other big deals that end tomorrow night. Check out all the Patriot apparel and more. It's all the best. Our trifecta iodine is the very best. Our bovine colostrum is the private label, the top brand. So good for your skin, your hair, your nails. Women love it, but it's great for everybody. Great for your heart. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and I can't do this without you. There's also a contribute button where you can just contribute straight up at alexjoneslive.com and at thealexjonesstore.com. That way we get the entire amount you give so we can really fight. Wars aren't won without blood, sweat, and tears. And I'm willing to go all the way, and I'm very thankful to all of you that have supported. I'm asking everybody else to put on the bench, come to the plate now. I mean, just look at the stakes. Look at everything we've talked about. It's all coming true. That's why the bad guys want us off the air so badly. All right. Joining us now is our special guest, Dark Journalist, and he is here to go over these incredible developments, Daniel List. And in the limited time we have, just about 20 minutes, I'm going to try to shut up. Hopefully getting back on tomorrow or Sunday or Monday to really go the deep dive on this. But I haven't seen his take on this yet, but I know he predicted this was going to happen. What just happened and why did they do it? And what does he expect to come next? So Daniel, thanks for being here.
Fantastic. Alex, great to see you on the new network. Looks fantastic.
Thank you.
And what I want to say is, you know, when they go to shut it down, it comes back even bigger and bigger and bigger. But with this release, this is huge on a number of levels. One, it is Trump's attempt to pull the UFO file back under executive control. Unfortunately, it was defanged a long time ago, and it's getting rolled into this whole Department of War thing. And I want to say this about the Department of War, so we're very clear about the UFO file in relation to the Department of War. There is no Department of War. It's the Department of Defense. They've done a functionary change, but they would have to go through a legislative process. So when they say Department of War and they put out Department of War / UFO, now they have war and UFO rolling in there together. So they can actually do a lot of things with the Department of War, and it's not even legitimate at all. It is,
by the way, very astute. Only. Just like they say in a four-year, there's no such thing as chemtrails because it's never called chemtrail. It's called geoengineering. It's called, you know, high-altitude aerosol spraying. Exactly. That's what I've been told by insiders is they're calling Department of War because that's this new fiction, so now they can hide everything behind that because people are doing four-years under the incorrect name.
Exactly. There's no
Shell
question
game.
About it.
Shell
the
game.
Other thing, yeah, they also have the, I mean, they did this with Homeland as well, as you recall, when, you know, the United States is one thing, has a constitution, has the rule of law and all the rest. And then you have this other thing, Homeland, you know, the Homeland has done this and we're doing this for the Homeland. And NORAD gets up there and says, yeah, if we have continuity of government and I take
so
over.
So it's a shadow government out in the open. It's a parallel train track.
There's no question about it. And when they get to the UFO file, I've said this over and over again, and it's not just as an alarmist track. I've been watching their developments on the UFO file. They are moving into an emergency powers UFO threat sky event situation. And this is the warm-up for it. In fact, the things that they gave us are very unusual because a lot of what came out today relates directly back to this thing back, you know, Apollo, the last Apollo, Apollo 17, that's going back a ways. The reason they go back there is because a lot of what they're aiming at is this whole moon aspect, because when they get up there on the moon and they have power centers up there, you're going to encounter UFOs and they're going to have to be explained. So they're starting with that saying, yeah, well, we did have the Apollo astronauts, you know, we lied about it. We never told you about it, but they saw these things going around there and we try to cover it up. The rumors have been out there for 50 years about what Apollo has seen.
I've talked to Buzz Aldrin. He said they were following every time, but there's recordings of the astronauts saying they're being followed.
Yes, we have recordings because people were picking up on it back then through their own independent radio at the time. And they were saying, look, here comes a Santa Claus at 3 o'clock. Well, you know, that's your UFO moving in. You know, we have a bogey at 2 o'clock. Here it comes. And a lot of the things that they also misreported in relation to the moon is the conditions that we encountered when we got there. So there are cover-ups in relation to the moon, although I know there's been a hoax out there for years and years about the Apollo hoax. I don't believe any of that. I think actually our conditions in space are incredibly ramped up because we have a whole secret space infrastructure. This release today, and I want to say this, pinpointed down to the date, VP Vance, 2 months ago now, when he was talking in these various chats and things like that, said, I think that on May 8th, you're going to be very happy.
Ooh, so he predicted guys, that was all the news. J.D. Vance says on May 8th, you'll be very happy on UFOs. So he's kind of showing he's really in charge.
He is. He's signaling it. And it's very interesting because it's been spoken of before that the president always puts in charge of the space program, in charge of the moon missions, the vice president. That's been going on since JFK's days. And it's very interesting because what they control, they had a weird thing all the way back with Dan Quayle and all that, where he came out and said, no, we're going to Mars by 2030. That was in 1990, and they shut him up fast, but he was actually in charge of the space program, and that's what they do with the VP. It's part of the thing. Even Kamala Harris, believe it or not, as terrifying a thought as that is, she was in charge on that level. But here's what they're doing with the UFO file. So they're moving into a position now where they can say, well, you know, we've put it out there, and the next piece of this is, oh, it's a threat. That's the piece that you need to watch because that's the intel interference because, of course, there's a real UFO file. It's intergenerational. We've seen it for, you know, thousands of years, but just in families intergenerationally, you know, we've seen it. There have been reports. There have been experts. People have lived and died with this reality. So the UFOs are real. There's no question about that. But the manipulation on the intel side by the NGA, the NRO, and the CIA has come to an absolute head. And what they plan to do now, what the position they're moving into, is to move into emergency powers for a UFO threat. And it's funny because this is predicted all the way back to Wernher von Braun, who on a deathbed confession tells his secretary, basically, they're going to do an ET threat at the end and it's all going to be completely a lie. Now, I think it's significant because the other predictions he made to her actually did come to pass when she put them out about the various positions of war that they were moving into. And even though he was a Nazi and came out of that whole environment, at the end of his life, he saw, oh, this whole thing is being used for war. So this is the nature of what we're looking at today. And it's very interesting. If you go through the various things, there's, you know, there's interesting video and all the rest of it. A lot of that video, though, comes from the 60s and 70s, which I was surprised at. And the other ones that they use aren't anything beyond, you know, what they've put out with Tic Tac or whatever. In fact, what you've seen in some of the images of the Phoenix Lights from 1997, you know, with a whole craft sitting over a city, were much more dramatic than anything they put out today. The other thing that I think they're linking in here is a kind of religious aspect. So they're going and saying, well, we have this alien god, you know, that's coming in, and the alien god. So we need to prepare this Christian track where we come in and say, well, to the Christians, you know, there's an aspect.
That was my next question. The big propaganda is we're at war with the aliens. It's at war, getting a false flag ready. But also these pastors that go, I was recruited by the government and we are having to get ready. We're ready. This is going to shatter your beliefs, but we're Christian, but this will shatter it. Really like an attack on Christianity or like a new religion or something. What are the veins you're seeing in the pre-programming? Because they're using the nothing burger to get everybody's attention for the message is what I think is happening.
It is. And people like Altman and Thiel have been going behind the scenes and putting together Christian groups and religious groups and getting them into think tanks to get their opinions and ideas. They've been crafting basically a space religion in the background. That's what they want to go for ultimately. And they rolled this out in little trickles now, because originally they were saying, if we discovered aliens, would we be better about climate change? You know, and little things like that. And then they had Avi Loeb over here at Harvard, who's this big astrophysicist who comes out of Talpiot now, which is Israeli intelligence. And he comes out and says, well, you know, what's actually going on here is there's an AI coming in from another system and it's giving us these instructions, you know, and the instructions we're supposed to get is like, oh, well, make sure there's a carbon tax. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that
just like people on DMT, the aliens are, oh, kill the people, save the earth. Oh, world government, carbon tax, always the same message.
Exactly. And the thing is that we have to understand how dangerous the X Protect group. I'd like to go back to this over and over again. You know, they get in charge of these things. So we think that we're dealing with, you know, people say, oh, we need to get that truth from the government or whatever. But the people who are leading those charges are all intel people. And what they do is they manipulate the naive Congress people, like Burchett and Luna in this case. And they have Luna talking about the Book of Enoch and stuff like that. Look, the Book of Enoch is fascinating. Congress, you know, I don't want Adam Schiff telling me about the Book of Enoch. You know, Congress is supposed to give you facts about what the government.
They were supposed to tell us where the hidden craft are. They were like, what about a stretcher with a body bag on it? I mean, they said, well, we'll tell you what that means. You just take from it what you will. It's all very esoteric.
Yeah, and there's no question. I mean, there have been reports in, you know, intricately throughout all the UFO encounters and the military encounters, there have been bodies, and the bodies are, you know, described over and over again. They're about 4.5 feet tall. They have large heads and big eyes. And they've been doing this for years. Now, I think that they've also basically gone into a cloning program with those bodies, which is where you get some of the Gates messaging and stuff that's going on in the background, where he's starting to say, well, but there's a breeding program that's included here as well. So you have to look at this, you know, there are factors in the background that are moving around, and there's a third party here that actually blackmails the government with the information that they have. We refer to it as breakaway X-Tech groups, and, you know, that's the whole aspect with X Protect, where we're looking at it. This is their triumph, in a way, pushing this on the American people and not giving any of the background. You know, they've been studying this stuff for 80 years. Where are all the details for that? Where are the things they've actually hidden? You know, is it really so great that we saw, you know, some lights on the moon? I mean, this is the stuff that in UFO lore we already knew.
Sure, it shows their disdain, just like the first Epstein release was already released and nothing. So what do you make of Burchett, who I think is a good guy overall, and has said he's seen a lot more than he's allowed to tell? Same thing Gates said. You're predicting it'd be a nothing burger, but saying this is a drop in the bucket. You're going to be blown away by what's about to come out. Well, how does he know they're telling the truth? They're about to bring something out. And how do we know it's even true?
No, you're absolutely right. And again, I would say they use people that even can be well-meaning. So I don't want to say anything about Burchett so much, but I will say this, that Burchett's very naive. You know, they told him, oh, there's a whole underwater, you know, base that we've been observing and all the rest. And he just sits there and eats it up because he's in the skiff. And they have a lot of Congress people like this, you know, Burleson, Luna, Burchett, Those are on the Republican side. Then they have Moskovitz and all these others on the Democrat side. They've been prepping this in the background. And the truth is, what are these Congress people even doing out there with this spotlight on UFOs over and over again? The UFO file, remember, is the top secret in the heart of the U.S. government. It is above the nuclear secrecy. So you can imagine the groups that take care to shape the narrative around it. The problem is they've gotten so out of what the average person knows about this, that you have a schizophrenic situation on the ground in relation to the facts about the UFO file, visitors, and all the rest of it. So when you get releases like this, it's always good to get any kind of transparency on the factors from the government. But what's being shaped up here? They're moving into a UFO file war aspect so that, oh, there's an invasion, there's a threat factor. We need to compensate for the threat factor by creating a Department of War against the aliens.
So they want to roll that aliens are real, say they're a threat, and use that for space defense. That'll really be to control the Earth and all of us on it. Clearly that's what they're calling this right now, which decades and decades ago we heard was the plan. And the big question is, will they do a false flag? Will they attack or have some event so the public pays attention? Because right now the public's just rolling their eyes.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that they've tried to embed these different ideas. You know, they've been rolling this out. The problem is they have an intel version of it. Remember, the UFO file, the sightings, the craft are all very real. Even if the government has imitated them or imitated abductions and things like that, there's no question that the actual facts in the background, that the UFO file's real, the sightings are real. There's reams and reams.
And there's obviously increased activity because we're seeing all these fireballs that explode. And then I've seen videos where things come out. I told you a week and a half ago, well, you were on last time. I'm out there in the morning, and I see this big stony meteorite look like comes. It was huge, like this big on the sky, and it goes. And then I'm like, "Oh, will there be more?" And all of a sudden, I see these orbs fly around and go in circles and disappear. I mean, that wasn't a movie. That wasn't Fox News. That wasn't some government file. I saw that. I've never seen that before.
Well, it's very interesting. After we did a series of nuclear testing, they noticed there was this huge increase in activity around UFOs. And one of the theories was that whatever the craft were trying to repair the actual atmosphere around the Earth, and that they were going to be out there. And the government realized there are these craft out there. There's nothing that we can do about them. So when people see it, we need to spin it as to what it is. Now, what you're talking about, the increased activity, if you look at the activity in relation to fireballs in the UFO file over the past 6 months, it is off the charts, as is the coverage, which gets weirder and weirder. You know, it's starting to sound like they're coming out of an Art Bell movie every time they leave congressional headquarters out of the skiff, right? So this stuff has been in the background of our subconscious, and they're igniting this factor and that factor to see which one is going to work here. And they're saying, well, you know, on the religious side, this thing was warned about in the Bible, and they're actual evil demons, as Vance was saying, flying around there. And, you know, we're going to shoot down the demons with this $300 billion golden dome, you know? So there's always a pinch of truth in all of it.
Show a couple of years ago, golden dome will really be used, they'll say, for aliens. So what do you make of the giant cluster of earthquakes last week at Area 51, which doesn't normally happen there?
There's no question. I think that the technology is very volatile that they have there. And you also could have warring factions going on in the background. We've seen before that the thing, when people go into this on the government side who are honest and they come out, they say there seems to be some factor that doesn't even relate to the government, that the government is curious about inside of their own functions and activities. You know, there was a guy who was deep, deep into all of this. He came forward as a whistleblower and said, you know, we were doing these meetings in the background and these people would show up. They'd have all the credentials for NSA. They'd have NRO credentials. And then when they left, they disappeared. Nobody found a trail for who they were. It was a little easier to get away with that, say, in 2004 or something like that, than it would be now. But still, these people have a total cloak about coming in there, sucking up the information, and they represent a totally different function, which operates somewhere between the intelligence agencies and the contracting groups on the aerospace side.
Well, that's what these obvious spooks that I've seen on TV. Well, I'm a pastor and I'm part of a private intelligence agency. We work with the agencies. We go between, and this is going to hurt Christianity and hurt your belief in God, but it's okay. Listen to us. Big things are about to happen. And you can just see these people materializing with their propaganda.
Well, there's no question. And you're absolutely right to emphasize this, because they've been going in the background and saying, you need to prepare your flocks, you know, because what we're going to do is this is a big challenge coming in here, and we need to make sure that we have the right perspective that these demons are coming in with their technology. You know, we have to be honest here that demons don't need technology to fly around in. You know, you can get a human being who gets possessed by a demon and flies a UFO, but do demons really need UFOs? It's kind of an absurd premise to start with. This is a weird thing in the background they're trying to sell, just like they try to sell the
whole pure science thing. Well, you demonize an enemy before you attack them. So maybe third dimensional creatures are about to arrive and show up, and they're just trying to get ahead of that. I mean, that kind of just at a basic level. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but it's like they're like, when these things come, they're demons. We got to go to war with them. And I've been here forever. That's the plan. I mean, maybe they know something we don't know.
Well, it's very interesting. They have information and access to information that's way beyond anything that we would see. First of all, if they're doing the lead with 1972 moon footage and using pictures from that, that means that they're going back 50 years to leak little things out to us. Okay, so we're already 50 some odd years behind the scenes. So they had that in 1972. All right, so you can imagine the trove that they have in the meantime.
Which is how, when they really do declassify, they go back to the beginning and go, okay, you get something 50 years old.
Yeah, exactly. And what happened in 1972? They stopped going with manned missions to the moon. What's the explanation? There is no explanation. They had already paid for the next three missions, so it wasn't budgetary. That's ridiculous. And when they went to try to go back to a manned situation, you got the Challenger explosion in 1986.
I was about to say, from your intel, what happens when they really go up there? And you notice the last Artemis mission, some of them got sick. I mean, what's really happening?
No, I think they're surrounded by high performance UFOs, and that their explanations for it, there's a group on the ground that understands a certain amount about the UFO file far beyond what the average person does. And they have held that information. They've held onto the secrecy around it. The public doesn't get anywhere near it, although the government pays. You know, we pay for the government to create NASA and all the rest of it. And we've set up this gigantic infrastructure that they're privatizing, by the way, for, you know, Bitcoin or the different things that they want to do with AI data centers in space with SpaceX. Well, we paid for all that stuff. So when are we getting the benefit?
I totally agree. You've agreed to come on at 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. We'll be commercial free for that hour. You can send us all your exhibits. You'll be able to go through all the stuff. We'll do a deep dive on this. But in closing, I meant to get to this, we're out of time, we'll play it tomorrow. You saw this Rear Admiral on Fox saying, no, a higher order intelligence is in control of these, the aliens are real, and you're about to find out, then they give us a nothing burger. Is this just the first shot to make us calm before they give us something bigger? That's what Burchett says, and again, could we trust that? But what's the Admiral talking about when he says this is an advanced intelligence in control of this?
Well, Gallaudet, who is the official that you're talking about, I think has been completely mind controlled on this. They have sat him down and they have shown him things in the back room and just scared the pants off of him. And he goes out and he basically hangs out with all the CIA people saying the same stuff. So when he goes out and says, oh, there's another intelligence in charge of everything, he's really using the fear tactic and he's bringing in the UFO threat aspect. Now, they've done a lot with him and they've had him before Congress and all the rest of it. I don't know where in the background, you know, I can't get inside his head as to what he actually thinks, but he's been manipulated into position and he's worked with some of the worst people like Chris Mellon and Lou Elizondo and others who have been trying to force a UFO threat down the American public's throat.
And let's be logical for those that don't know. If these advanced creatures that can get here from 100 light years away, they wanted to blow us up, it would have already happened.
There's no question about it. So much of the narrative is a CIA. It's the same narratives that they've used in relation to turn the Iranians against us, to turn the Russians against us, you know, to turn us against the Iraqis or whatever. And now they're doing it on a large scale. Can they pull it off? Can they actually get the popular imagination around a UFO threat? Because that gives them the emergency powers. That brings in the continuity of government program. This is the nature of how dangerous this issue is. And what I see Trump trying to do is to pull some of that power back under executive control, which was lost a long time ago. And you see the same aspects all the way back to the Kennedy assassination, et cetera, in relation to this, trying to get that UFO file back under executive power. So in that sense, Trump was trying to do the right thing here. The problem is they're rolling it into the Department of War, which, as I said, doesn't even exist. It's the Department of Defense after all.
Well, that's what took him three times to get him to release any JFK. They don't do what he says. All right, powerful. Talk to you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central, darkjournalist.com on X, Dark Journalist. Daniel List, thank you so much. Incredible job.
Thanks very much.
We'll be right back with huge guests in the studio. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to the people. The war on for the mind is universal, and we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the resistance. And also go to alexjonesapp.com to download on Android and Apple our app for free, to watch the show, to see our latest news reports, and more. Whatever you do, save and share those URLs, alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now, Paul Revere's. You're unstoppable, and the globalists are going down.
Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing, using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Banking Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, built me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, now we're down in the podcasting studio area at the Alex Jones Network. We got new, bigger studios, even better than the original InfoWars being built. Here in a few months, Matt Hazen's a really smart guy. I've known about him for years, but got to be a good friend of his. He comes down from Missouri on a regular basis. We work out and, you know, meet and train. We had a nice hike this morning. He's the CEO of Human Consciousness Support. And then also Edward Zoll, who I've known about for a long time, the producer of Died Suddenly and so much more. He had a big crew out this morning. Amazing watching a guy on a high-tech Segway with a huge camera rig while we're like jogging down the road, you know, and the Segway going over rocks in the woods. It was like a robot or something, but it was a human. So that was a lot of fun. And of course, you're at, you know, here with us to cover all that at Died Suddenly and Real Edward Zoll, S-Z-A-L-L. I was wanting you guys, when you came to town, just to meet about other stuff to come on, and I roped you in here to get here, so thank you. You guys have such general knowledge about everything, about what's happening with the UFO hysteria, what's going on with the roll of the poison shots. You're also working on a major project I've seen all over the news. I didn't know that was you, with Mount Ararat in Turkey and in Noah's Ark, which if you look at it, looks just like it. It just, they keep digging up everything that's in the Bible. This is just crazy. So there's so much to get to, and obviously the Hunter virus, and all of that, suddenly, like we thought last week, it looks like a stage deal with a ship. Now it's popping up all over the world, 18,000 miles apart. And the UN saying, give up all your rights. This is, COVID 2.0, wear a mask, pass the UN controlled treaty. I mean, this is really just a crazy time to be alive. So first off, why don't you both, starting with Edward Zoll, introduce yourself, the audience, people that may not know you, and then Matt Hazen, just your general knowledge, how you got into this, and how you went down the rabbit hole here. Because I know you particularly, Edward, your background goes back so many things I've known about and covered. That's why I recognized you when I met you a few years ago and they got to know you, like, because I've seen you. You've been around for a while, and same thing with Matt Hazen. And then what do you want to plunge into first, the Hunter virus, the UFOs? What do you want to get into first?
Well, I think generally all of this is part of the same PSYOP. Right. You've been speaking about this first couple hours today.
Raise your mic up a little bit. Thanks.
Yeah. You've been speaking about this a lot today, about how the government is trying to distract us away from the real issues. I mean, the government itself is literally in free fall. Right. And you look at the Hunter virus. I mean, it doesn't surprise any of us that, one, Moderna already has a vaccine, an mRNA vaccine in trial. Right. That they started doing that in 2020.
Last year.
Yeah. Last year. I mean, well, they were really good at guessing these things. In addition to that, they already have started.
Yeah, like three deaths a year. They got it in production the last 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, how much does a vaccine cost? $100 million. That's quite a hell of a bet. Right. But you look at how they've pushed this out at the same time that the Iran war is going off the rails. And you think about this, Alex. President Trump, he has been unable to bring apart a ceasefire in any form. Right. I don't want to accuse them of this, but, you've made me out to be quite a conspiracy theory-minded individual. Could it be that the virus is a distraction, maybe from the U.S. oligarchy, to try to open up the straits? And the crazy theory would be is they can't get the Iranians to back down. They can't get the U.S. to back off a blockade. But if the straits needed to be open for medical personnel, you know, medical personnel, medical supplies to be sent forward, then, you know, what would happen is, well, they're going to just have to open up the straits for, you know, the survival of humanity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of those things that everybody would it makes the war stop. They say, hold on, we got something bigger right now. We have another pandemic that comes in. So maybe the Americas can't get Israel, you know, a lot of things happening where they can't stop their own war, but this gives them the excuse that they need.
Well, now the latest is in New Jersey. There's two cases that have supposedly popped up, even though they haven't isolated it, even though we don't actually have any proof that hantavirus exists. But two cases now in New Jersey that have essentially, they say, came from a transmission from humans that were on this cruise vessel, right? It's just setting the tone again, maybe for the next pandemic, right? A pandemic which President Trump was there for the first one. He'll be there for the second one.
We have the UN head out running around saying, see, you should pass our treaties. You should give us full control.
Well, the UN treaties and everything that comes from the globalist kind of infrastructure, everything we're experiencing right now, whether it be the alien, you know, PSYOP, or whether it be the Hunter virus or the global war with Iran, all of these things are heading in the same direction of taking away your rights, taking away my rights. Well, we don't state constitution on things that actually impact our families. I was telling Matt this morning, I could give a damn about the Iran war. I care about my family here at home. I could care about the price of gas, price of food. Americans are hurting right now, but we keep getting fear-mongered into caring about, you know, things which aren't actually threatening us, like the hantavirus.
It's a mass escalation of all their tactics to keep us divided and distracted because they got 2.5 years to fulfill their agenda 2030, their real end game. Everybody's got to keep their mind on what their serious end game is, and it is total control from the inside out. We've managed to be snuck into a world now that when we're traveling the world with Jesse Beltran, a level 4 technical surveillance countermeasures expert, you know, using high-level equipment that's used to see wires in areas and on every single human being since 2021, and he's been doing this work for over 15 years where he didn't used to see hardly anybody unless they were having real hard symptoms of Havana syndrome pop up. Now every single person. And what, we're not seeing these old handling systems done by these intelligence assets to control politicians and people of influence. We're seeing people that we loved and adored act like completely different human beings right in front of our eyes, and we can't put our eye on, we can't figure it out. Well, it's simple. There's an internal biosystem that every single big country did a brain initiative with, spending billions of dollars leveraging every research gain-of-function biotechnology lab that they could so that they could figure out how to control, manipulate, and work the human mind from the inside out. And the proof is all over. We have now intelligence assets coming forward all the time talking about how they've been using synthetic telepathy to communicate with each other, that they no longer had to do their work or record it into email or internet systems that would expose them as
spies. And by the way, the average person thinks that sounds crazy. Since the 50s, they have patents, and they have, like, at the fairs, they do it, where they can do voice to skull, but other things, where our brains are electrochemical computers. The computers are copies of us, much simpler. And so there's all sorts of systems that can interface. That's just on record.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that they've been able to affect thoughts, feelings, hallucinations, memory insets. My brother-in-law, he's a man. He thinks he's a pregnant woman. In order for a man to think he's a pregnant woman, they have to remove every memory you ever had of being a guy. Period, to be able to pull that off. Now they have 500,000 people around the world since the 1970s that are documented that claim they see aliens pop down in their yard, synthetically communicate with them, and good luck trying to tell them that their reality, that their memories aren't theirs. You have TIs, targeted individuals. They want them to look crazy. You have
what do you make now of Congress now going to have MKUltra hearings since the first time since 77, and they're declassifying that they've been poisoning the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb us down and control us.
They care about us, and now everybody sits on their hands and does nothing. That's what I think they're doing. I think they're appeasing us and pandering us a little bit, and it's the same old type of tactics while they finish completing. They would not be showing us these Epstein files and showing that all these crazy conspiracy theories are actually 100% true. They would not be allowing us to see this information that they never allowed us to before unless they thought they already had the cat in the bag with their new fourth industrial revolution. They don't need to push it. They don't need to promote
motive. They don't need to, they certainly don't care about bragging about their evil agenda. They are they want us to say, "Oh my God, puke on this. I can't accept this." And they'll take the next anything.
I agree. So what do you think this latest this morning we were out hiking? You said, "What do you think is going to be out?" I said, "It's going to be a nothing burger." It was even worse than that. Right. They released a bunch of old stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you think that is?
Well, it becomes a limited hangout, right? In the sense that they it, whether it be MK Ultraings, which, by the way, Representative Luna's staff, we were in touch with him right now, Jesse Beltran, may actually become one of the witnesses that testify. I know he's not going to hold back if he gets to, but I'll say this. It becomes a limited hangout if all they're doing is going surface level, just like with the Epstein files. It gives the appearance that the government's being transparent or going after evil, going after a shadow state, when in actuality, it's covering for it. Because it may be the biggest thing to come out from the UFO files is that there has been a secret apparatus been around for at least 70 or 80 years since World War II that has had authority to basically spend money on a black ops budget, been able to conceal whatever this PSYOP is, whether it be aliens, whether it be demons, which looks like much greater of an explanation. But they've been operating and they've classified it without any authority from Congress. Without any authority from a president. I mean, Alex,
why do you think it's coming to a head right now?
Well, I think it's because this year, so many things have started coming forward. I mean, whether it be the things that we've looked into with, the telepathic communication with Rafe, the MI6 whistleblower, or whether it be the fact that the public at large has dumped MAGA. I mean, just everything that you went through last time we were in studio. Look how the public responded to this. They sided with Alex Jones. They did not side with President Trump. They said this.
By the way, I wanted Trump to get back on track, but his poll numbers are now at like 27. They're going to totally lose the midterms. And he just keeps doubling down.
Yeah, I think they want us to see this ridiculousness because everybody's witnessing it. They don't show us anything they don't want us to see. I think that they really do. This internal biosystem, I've seen it be turned on with people now. I've seen 1,000 people. I've had to listen to their stories, and it all makes perfect sense when you start looking and you say, oh my, they can control anybody however they want. Everybody's on, it's just they're not all turned on.
By the way, I saw an article. It was all over the news yesterday. I meant to tell the crew. A scientist tried to disprove Havana syndrome, brain damaged himself with the machine. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
With a weaponized sound machine, ultra low frequency. Yeah. If you just type it in, it's like a scientist tried to disprove Havana syndrome and brain damaged himself. A government scientist. The thing is, it's coming out so fast now, I can't even keep track of it.
Yeah, it's coming out. I went to an alien abduction committee thing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The most. Very well-spoken people just was saying the ridiculous, and I say, oh, well, hold on, the internal system can do that. So if that's them beta testing that, and then you keep, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to add is that, I mean, you brought this up.
You guys got to talk in the microphones.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Just raise them up. I should add. Yeah, like, let me help you. I'm coming over there.
Okay. Gotcha. That's right.
I should have done it for us. My fault.
Yeah, let's go right here. Yep.
We're just now doing the studio for the first time. So, it's new. It's different. We're working through the bugs. It's a lot of fun. Yep.
There you go.
It's locked down a little bit for you. Who knows?
I got it. Thank you, Alex.
That's awesome.
Well, I was just going to add that, we need proof. Actual proof. Yeah. None of these things are acceptable. None of the, whether it be the Epstein files, we get a binder. Look, with the UFO subject and the hantavirus, you have to actually show us damage. You have to. We're not going to release billions of dollars of funds, or let alone give our authority over to the government to take these extrajudicial actions again, locking us in our homes, putting masks on our faces. If again, you don't show us proof. With the UFO conference, a lot of people have a lot of stories about UFOs, but no one has any pictures.
Right.
Right. So people say they've met an alien. Right. Well, show me. Wouldn't you take a photo with that?
Well, we've seen them flooding the zone with all these fake government people that try to do NLP, the way they talk. Oh, we the preachers met with the secret government. They said this is going to end your faith in God. We've got to do this, and there's never any facts, never any evidence. There's nothing there. Meanwhile, we have giant fireballs every night for months, blowing up over Texas. During the day, you can see them. Like I said, a week and a half ago, I went on the back porch 4:30 in the morning, woke up, and I'm sitting there smoking a cigar, drinking coffee, and I see this huge stone meteorite. When I was a kid, they're blue, they blow up because they heat up their stone. Hugest one I ever saw. I was like, that's not even real. Like, this huge thing was, and I'm like, wow, am I going to see more meteorites? Usually they come in together. And all of a sudden, these things come flying out of the explosion, these orbs, little tiny dots, and went, and flew off. I mean, so I don't need to hear Fox News to know this is going on. Or are they using 5G to project it? Maybe it made me see that, like you're saying. Who knows? I just know I've never seen a UFO. And in the last month, I've seen them twice.
A holographic phenomenon, they don't have to do that with projectors outside of the mind. It's done from inside now. They just make the memory inside of you. They can make you see supposedly anything they want you to see. They can make a woman think she's being raped by three men three times a week as a gang stalk, gang rape, and that's her memory, but it's never there's never any proof, and there would be proof. If there was this many people seeing aliens to some degree, there would be quantitative objective proof somewhere, somehow. If there was proof that viruses, English comes way after Latin. Latin for virus means poison. If there is any proof that, listen, I've been in labs. I've dealt with high-resolution transmission electron microscopes, looking at different things. You can scratch the surface anywhere of anything on planet Earth, and you will see some level of bacteria, mold, candida, yeast, even parasites, depending on how toxic that area is when you slide. But there's never been a purified and isolated virus. Not HIV, not Ebola, not Corona, not anything. We're basing an entire medical industrial.
By the way, they admit they've never isolated COVID.
Right. So then how can they treat all these things that they don't even know how to detect and isolate?
Well, because they're reacting to the fear. That's what the government produces. They can react to the fear. Once the public's afraid, they'll give over the right.
And people say, well, wait a minute, the PCR test, they turned it up 30, 40 times what it's supposed to be. And remember, a bunch of governments around the world would say a papaya, a camel, a dog has COVID. A rock does if you turn the thing up. Yeah. It's like a metal detector. I go out in the field and aim a metal detector at the sky, turn it all the way up, it'll say I'm finding gold.
Yeah.
Well, and they put a target on that African president's head. And
killed him.
He's dead now because he exposed.
He died right after that happened.
Yeah, that's right. And with this current PSYOP, I don't know if you saw this yesterday. We put up a post on our X account about this. At the same time they're doing UFO disclosures, there actually is, you've covered this in the past, the X-Files. It almost is like predictive programming, right? There's actually a clip from the X-Files, from the 90s,
yes,
where the aliens released the hentavirus.
Yeah.
And it was being used to cull the herd. Yep. Have you seen this yet?
No.
It's number three on the clip sheet. It's quite a video.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start the next hour. Again, this is one of our first guests in the new studio. We're working out some bugs here. Everybody's doing a great job. And so we'll reconnoiter some things when we come back. But it's great to have you guys here. You know, I got, I'm not name dropping, it's just since you mentioned X-Files. I never used to watch really entertainment television much. Every once
in a
while.
You're a character in the X-Files, right?
Well, yeah. Well, when they remade the X-Files 2016, Chris Carter comes out in like Variety and says, the talk show host that turns out to be right is based on Alex Jones. He's a really great guy. He's not a racist. I think he's a libertarian. So then we started talking some and you know the rest of it. And I had some of the cast come visit me out of the blue before about how the CIA came to them and said, put in before 9/11, about 10 months before, I hadn't seen the show till after, where the government hijacks a jet by remote control to fly the World Trade Centers to blame bin Laden and invade the Middle East. And so people think I predicted 9/11. I did it separate from even knowing that the Lone Gunman X-Files spinoff had done that in 2001, I think like March of the year. Now, I was on about a week before it ever aired saying I thought that as well. So I am the first. But I didn't know until like a year after that aired when listeners sent me VHS copies of it that had even happened. But Chris Carter and them later said, I heard it from his crew first, that the CIA approached him at a party. And said, you ought to put this in your show. And sometimes they would do that, not often. So that was the CIA told them to produce a movie or a TV show episode about that. And it's just absolutely so why are they doing that's a bigger question. It's just crazy. But no, we will play the clip. I didn't know that they predicted a hentavirus released by who?
The aliens, the fictional aliens in this series, basically had produced this bioweapon, and it was a hentavirus. It was released on the world.
Well, Laura Loomer says she thinks it's Iran.
Laura Loomer might be a man.
Larry Loomer? I don't think she's a man. Come on.
Oh, kidding.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I think Brigitte Macron might be a man. But, I mean, I know Laura Loomer's a woman. I will be right back. Stay with us.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro, let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.